Unit 7. OPEC and the oil markets. Exercise 7-1.
Saudi Arabia's current account balance went down by $0.2 billion in 1981.
Kuwait's current account balance will probably rise to $7.1 billion in 1983.
Qatar's balance was the same in 1980 and 1981.
Iran's deficit was $2.4 billion in 1981.
Iraq's balance decreased by $21 billion between 1980 and 1981.
In 1982, Ecuador's deficit was $0.3 billion greater than Algeria's.
Gabon's balance will probably remain stable in 1982 and 1983.
Indonesia's position in 1983 will probably improve by $1 billion.
Libya's balance fell by $13.2 billion between 1980 and 1981.
Nigeria's balance fell from a $2.9 billion surplus in 1980 to a $6.8 billion deficit in 1981.
Venezuela's deficit is estimated at $0.6 billion in 1983.
Exercise 7-7. 1.
Because of the current world oil glut, oil would soon be costing only $20 a barrel, about half the price it once fetched.
2.
Stability is the current name of the game for oil producers and consumers alike, a far cry from the recent past when oil was proving the most volatile commodity ever to rock the world economy.
3.
Their only blemish was to leave OPEC without a Secretary-General for the first time in its 23 years.
4.
OPEC ministers may well meet in extraordinary session as early as October if the supply-demand relationship changes so abruptly.
5.
With some countries disgruntled about the present output share-out and problems between Nigeria and North Africa over the price differential.
6.
While it's assured of maintaining the balance in international energy between what non-OPEC countries produce and consume, it's clearly lost some of its clout as a result of seeing its world market share drop from more than 60.
Exercises 7-8 and 7-9. The International Money Programme.
Only a few months ago, some commentators were predicting the imminent collapse of the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, and forecasting that because of the current world oil glut, oil would soon be costing only $20 a barrel, about half the price it once fetched. Since then, however, the glut in the oil market has been dwindling. Donald Fields, a correspondent for the BBC, covered the latest OPEC meeting in the Finnish capital Helsinki, and from there he sent us this report.
Stability is the current name of the game for oil producers and consumers alike, a far cry from the recent past when oil was proving the most volatile commodity ever to rock the world economy. OPEC's outgoing president, Mr. Dicko of Nigeria, said here that the organization's task was to consolidate the present position and ensure that stability had been permanently restored. His successor, Mr. Al Otaiba of the United Arab Emirates, expressed the hope that the crucial reference price for Arabian light grades would stay at $29 a barrel until the end of 1985. All 13 ministers agreed to keep the price and daily output ceiling of 17.5 million barrels unchanged for the time being. Their only blemish was to leave OPEC without a Secretary-General for the first time in its 23-year history. Iran and Iraq are intransigent rivals for the post. But is the considerable harmony of the Helsinki conference here to stay, or will the next one, fixed for Geneva in December, subside into a fresh wave of throat-cutting? It all depends on the market. At present, the OPEC 13, each committed to adhere to strict quotas, are producing a total that falls 500,000 barrels a day below the ceiling. Some analysts suggest that as industrial countries restock for the winter and the long-awaited economic upturn, demand for OPEC oil could surge to 1.5 million barrels above it. OPEC ministers may well meet in extraordinary session as early as October if the supply-demand relationship changes so abruptly. There could then be pressure to raise prices rather than simply boost production and thereby reactivate some of the unused half of OPEC's installed capacity. With some countries disgruntled about the present output share-out and problems between Nigeria and North Africa over the price differential for high-grade oil, a lifting of the output ceiling might only spark off fresh and unseemly haggling over individual quotas. And then, by the time next spring comes round in the Northern Hemisphere, if world economic buoyancy is not sustained, signs of an oil glut could reappear and OPEC could be back to the painful process of cutting production levels. While it's assured of maintaining the balance in international energy between what non-OPEC countries produce and consume, it's clearly lost some of its clout as a result of seeing its world market share drop from more than 60 to less than 40% in the last 7 years. Significantly, it's now urging cooperation with non-OPEC producers and consumers alike. This is Donald Fields in Helsinki for the BBC's International Money Programme.
Exercise 7.10. Combine these pairs of sentences using the first conditional, like this. You hear?
The dollar is devalued. Oil costs less.
You say?
If the dollar is devalued, oil will cost less.
You hear the correct answer.
If the dollar is devalued, oil will cost less.
Now you try. 1.
The price of oil comes down. It strengthens demand.
2. If the price of oil comes down, it will strengthen demand.
2.
Oil consumption rises. OPEC members can raise their prices.
If oil consumption rises, OPEC members can raise their prices.
3.
The dollar is worth less. It reduces OPEC members' purchasing power.
If the dollar is worth less, it will reduce OPEC members' purchasing power.
4.
OPEC members raise production ahead of demand. The price of oil falls.
If OPEC members raise production ahead of demand, the price of oil will fall.
5.
High absorbers do not introduce austerity measures. They run out of money.
If high absorbers do not introduce austerity measures, they will run out of money.
6.
Non-OPEC countries produce more oil. OPEC's market share falls.
If non-OPEC countries produce more oil, OPEC's market share will fall.
Combine sentences 7 to 12 using the second conditional, like this. You hear?
The dollar is devalued. Oil costs less.
You say?
If the dollar were devalued, oil would cost less.
You hear the correct answer.
If the dollar were devalued, oil would cost less.
Now you try. 7.
High absorbers introduce austerity measures. Inflation and unemployment rise.
If high absorbers introduced austerity measures, inflation and unemployment would rise.
8.
Demand for oil falls next spring. Consumption is only about 16 million barrels a day.
If demand for oil fell next spring, consumption would be only about 16 million barrels a day.
9.
The oil glut continues. Oil costs about $20 a barrel.
If the oil glut continued, oil would cost about $20 a barrel.
10.
The supply-demand relationship changes. OPEC members hold an early meeting.
If the supply-demand relationship changed, OPEC members would hold an early meeting.
11.
The oil glut reappears next spring. OPEC cuts production again.
If the oil glut reappeared next spring, OPEC would cut production again.
12.
They raise the output ceiling. OPEC members argue about individual quotas.
If they raised the output ceiling, OPEC members would argue about individual quotas.
Unit 8. Commodity Markets. Exercise 8.4. Listen to the words from the commodities article. Is the letter C pronounced S as in receive, K as in commodity, or CH as in much?
Recovery.
Excluding.
Quick.
Nickel.
Exchange.
Because.
Car.
Anticipation.
Forecasters.
Influence.
Background.
Since.
Expects.
Scheme.
Cut.
Producers.
Copper.
Speculators.
Accordingly.
Crash.
Prices.
Increasing.
Reduced.
Crops.
Production.
Percent.
Stockpiles.
Purchases.
Necessarily.
Prophecy.
Exercise 8.7. The International Money Program.
In the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur, trading in palm oil on the futures market was suspended recently, following disputes which involved several commodity companies. Prices of edible oils have soared because of a shortage of soya products. Kathleen Cheesmond asked John Edwards, commodities editor of the London Financial Times, to explain what had gone wrong on the Malaysian futures market.
The basic problem is that it appears to have been excessive speculation in the market, encouraged by the steep rise in the price of vegetable oils worldwide, and it was led by palm oil, and this brought a whole lot of big speculators into the market. And then it appears that the clearinghouse, who provide the clearing facilities for the Kuala Lumpur Commodity Exchange, were rather clumsy-handed in the method they tried to deal with this excessive speculation. The clearinghouse is at risk, you see, and so therefore it has to protect itself and the exchange. And it appears to have been rather heavy-handed, and it doesn't seem to have been very experienced in dealing with these kind of matters. So the net result is that six companies have defaulted, exchange is being sued, and, of course, the reputation of the exchange itself is being very seriously undermined.
Will this affect day-by-day trading in palm oil?
Well, it shouldn't too much, because, of course, this is a futures exchange. It is not a physical exchange. And there is a separate physical market for the commodity, and that trading in the physical commodity continues. All it would do is affect the price somewhat, because at one stage, when the futures market's price was rising rapidly, of course, this affected the physical selling price. Now the price is all over the place, so buyers of the physical commodity must be wondering a bit just what the real price of palm oil should be. But certainly palm oil is very much required by many countries in the world, particularly India, one of the main customers, and they will go on buying physical palm oil. But of course, there will be these doubts about the genuine price for palm oil.
So what will the repercussions be of what's been happening on this futures market?
Well, one of them, of course, is the market itself. It's a great shame. It took about 3.5 years to build up in a nice steady way into becoming a very good futures market for the palm oil industry, and it could have been a great help to the industry, instead of which, as I said, confidence has been completely undermined. It also, I'm afraid, seriously damages the chances of the other markets on the exchange getting off the ground. Now, the natural rubber futures market launched last year hasn't been a great success so far on the Kuala Lumpur Commodity Exchange, but they were planning and had great hopes for a tin futures market to be launched very shortly. I suspect that there's going to be great difficulty in launching that tin futures market, which the Malaysian government is very keen to do, because at the moment I think most people, particularly newcomers, would rather avoid the exchange, wouldn't like the idea of trading on the exchange. So it may torpedo the efforts to launch a tin futures market this year in Kuala Lumpur.
Exercise 8.8. Practice the form of the third conditional by combining these pairs of sentences, like this. You hear?
There was a shortage of soya products. The price of vegetable oils rose.
You say?
If there hadn't been a shortage of soya products, the price of vegetable oils wouldn't have risen.
You hear the correct answer.
If there hadn't been a shortage of soya products, the price of vegetable oils wouldn't have risen.
Now you try. 1.
There was excessive speculation in palm oil. Trading in futures was suspended.
2. If there hadn't been excessive speculation in palm oil, trading in futures wouldn't have been suspended.
2.
The clearing house was not experienced. It handled the speculation badly.
If the clearing house had been experienced, it wouldn't have handled the speculation badly.
3.
6 companies defaulted. The exchange was sued.
If 6 companies hadn't defaulted, the exchange wouldn't have been sued.
4.
The exchange was sued. Its reputation was undermined.
If the exchange hadn't been sued, its reputation wouldn't have been undermined.
5.
The futures market's price rose rapidly. The physical selling price was affected.
If the futures market's price hadn't risen rapidly, the physical selling price wouldn't have been affected.
6.
There were doubts about the true price of palm oil. People lost confidence in the Kuala Lumpur exchange.
If there hadn't been doubts about the true price of palm oil, people wouldn't have lost confidence in the Kuala Lumpur exchange.